This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
All right, so our first riddles are warm-up riddles, and they come from Daryl Fraser.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Aaron.
Uh-huh. What's up?
What the fuck is happening?
It's the start of the episode. We're supposed to, like, bullshit for 20 minutes?
Wait, what? I thought this was a riddle podcast.
Oh, it was. But that riddle podcast burned down 7 years ago on this very night.
Like 200 episodes ago is a riddle podcast.
Oh, shit. We don't do... Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Let me see. Let me shuffle some paperwork.
Aaron. Maybe we start and it's like we're all in like a haunted manor and like our uncle just died and we have to figure out how to stay the night and then win $1 million. And then like maybe minute 42, we do our first riddle.
I'm actually still in a bad mood because I was assaulted as soon as I got to work today.
I feel like you're exaggerating a little bit.
By the threat of doing a riddle. I'm actually still fucked up, and I do need two
okay,
weeks.
Okay, I think I got it. Aaron, I think I got it. Just, Aaron, give me 1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, Judd and Patrick Cohen. I'm HR, and what is your complaint?
Yeah, I got a big complaint. I showed up.
Hi, HR, I have a complaint, too. Sorry, I don't mean to cut off JPC.
A falcon flew in the window. Hello.
JPC planned a 2-week vacation and is trying to find any excuse to let us let him leave for 2 weeks.
How
didn't let us know about this
dare
vacation.
You? How dare you? You know what? The first people I'm telling about this are the fine people in Napoli who run the Airbnb that I booked, because they're going to, when I tell them, their faces are going to hit the floor. They don't necessarily speak English so well. So I'll have to, context clues will be important.
In Napoli, Montana?
It's
Napoli,
Montana.
Welcome to this haunted mansion. Your uncle has passed and you need to solve. Is this what?
Which uncle?
Am I doing this right now? Or is this how you
say? No, I'm saying which uncle, W-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
My witch uncle.
But this is going well, right? This is what you wanted?
Yeah, yes. This is what I wanted. Thank you.
Well, now that that bit's out of the way, I saw a big tree this weekend.
The tallest tree?
No.
The widest tree?
No.
The silliest tree?
The Quasmorta. I saw General Sherman tree. It's the heaviest tree in the world.
General Sherman Oaks. I get it.
How do we know that it's the heaviest in the world?
That's what I asked. I went, how do they know? It's the most tree that's inside of a tree, and it's 2,200 years old.
And they checked all the trees?
I'm not sure. You know what? That's also a very good follow-up question. I'm not sure we've checked every tree, but it's huge. And
jury's
I can't
out.
Believe a human hasn't cut it down yet, because I saw it and I immediately was like, I want to hollow it out. I want to make a tree house.
Yeah.
No,
we do
looking.
Love doing that to trees, don't we?
Not even a tree house. That could be like a tree, like a pneumatic tube tree. Like at the bank. Remember the bank? Pneumatic tubes?
Oh, I remember the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember the bank.
But how was your weekend? I saw a big tree.
I like trees because trees are like, we need those on the planet to breathe. They're actually doing the thing with, they turn what we turn the air into back into air, right? That's a
you
got
to go back to teaching high school science, JPC.
How turned into air are they?
And what do we do when we see these trees? We say, let's cut these motherfuckers down, huh? Let's see how many hot dogs we can fit inside of them.
Let's see how many Wayfair bookcases we can make out of them.
Yep. Oh, so
let's see
sad.
How many Bjornfjorns we can make and fill out, go to drive out to fucking Skokie and fill up a warehouse full of them.
That's my Thor, Bjornfjorn. I went to New Jersey for the first time.
How was it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Great. Sorry that happened to you.
Well, there was parts of it that weren't so great, mostly the driving. But then I went to, there was a wedding I went to on the campus of Princeton, absolutely gorgeous campus, unbelievable. And I learned a bunch of little factoids about America there. And I didn't know Albert Einstein.
Well, he still doesn't know. He still doesn't know.
Oops. Albert Einstein taught at Princeton. That's where he developed his E equals MCs, rappers.
Yeah, sure. Theory. They would tell you that.
Adel, I'm actually really sensitive about Princeton because I didn't get in there.
Ooh.
I also didn't apply, but I'm still a little bit pissed that
they should have known.
They should have sought me out and asked me to go to their university.
I had amazing ice cream and Bent Spoon. I had delicious sandwiches at Hoagie Haven. I went to the grounds for Sculpture Garden, which was beautiful. So I had a very good time.
I applied to Princeton. I was accepted on a conditional rowing scholarship to Princeton. And the condition was that I spend 10 to 12 years getting really good at rowing. And I did not, I will say, did not meet the conditions or the, I guess, scholastic requirements or whatever.
I had a conditional scholarship. They demanded I wash my hair.
So, I don't know. That sounds like a good weekend, though.
A very good weekend and a lovely wedding. And I'm trying to think. It was a bunch of band kids, a bunch of band nerds. And then a lot of, have you guys heard of hashing? There's a lot of hashers.
Don't know what that is. Don't plan
yeah,
to
that's
learn.
People who make hash in like washing machines or whatever.
Hashish.
Hashish.
It's like a running club. It's where like you run miles and then you like chug beers and then you run some more and then you chug beers and then you like do little dances and
how old are these people? How old are these people?
I want to say
if the answer is anything under if the answer is anything above 17, unacceptable. Unacceptable. That's the last age that you should be if that's a thing that you're into.
And JPC, did you have a good weekend?
No. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I saw Big Tree. Adel hung out with 17-year-olds, and JPC had a bad weekend.
They were aspirational 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. 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 And JPC, mm-hmm. You have a beautiful new fire pit.
Oh, thank you. I call it a burn pit, and it's for my documents.
Oh, great.
I call it a burn book, and it's full of people I went to high school with and mm-hmm. the nasty things that I can say about them.
Okay. My name is Daryl Fraser.
No, it's not.
Fraser.
Aaron.
I'm a middle school math teacher in Bloomington, Indiana, but grew up on the north side of Chicago. Does it sound like a character? Yeah. I found out about you guys when you guested on Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh, nice.
Dungeons and Daddies, we love you. I immediately went to episode one and started listening. You have entertained me on long drives, half marathons. Good for you. And when I needed a pick-me-up. That's so sweet. I have warm-up riddles for you all. I hope you enjoy them as much as I've enjoyed your work. If you do, I have more. Thanks.
I think someone from our guest spot on Dungeons and Daddies got a flight risk tattoo.
I know. I don't think it was Daryl. I think Daryl would have mentioned it. But Daryl, you were impressed by your email until we realized you didn't get a tattoo of something we said.
Honestly, we don't know that because if I got a flight risk tattoo, which is a joke that we made on someone else's podcast, I don't necessarily think that I would lead with that when I was telling people about stuff for my life. I don't necessarily think that that would be number one on my conversation sheet.
Daryl, I think you should get a tattoo of JPC crossing his arms. And what should he be saying, Adel?
Have there be like a word bubble, like I'm going to say something, but then instead just have the tattoo artist turn it into a big sandwich. Like I'm just eating the big sandwich, but it is a word bubble.
Mm. Okay, yeah, Daryl, get that.
Or have him say, not my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if someone got a tattoo of me, just of me the person on their body, like, what's the reference that they're using for that? Are they, like, looking at a picture of me, or are they
from memory.
From a local nightmare.
Yeah.
Someone describes your voice.
I feel like I don't see a lot of tattoos of real people. Like, tattoos of, like, a face of a real person.
Smart, mm-hmm. because what if that person ends up being a shitty person and you tattooed them on your body?
This is my whole thing with, I got a Pikachu tattoo, and it's then that was, like, what, 2016?
He turned out to be a detective, which is basically a cop.
Yeah, exactly. When that shit dropped, oh my God, embarrassing.
Should not have taken a sip of water right before Adam's coat.
ACAB applies to you, Pikachu.
JPC, all Pokemon are bad.
Just does make me laugh really hard that when people haven't seen you yet, they think you're like a tall, blonde surfer, 80s movie villain.
80s movie villain, yeah.
And it just makes me laugh that that's what your voice sounds like to other people. He looks like Waluigi. Is that his name?
There were, at one point, this was like maybe 5-6 years ago. This is before Hey Riddle Riddle. Someone sent me a like Waluigi hat. When I was wearing it around for a while, I was like, this is like a vibe. Like I can do this vibe. I was at the point where I had a big mustache too. So I had a very, I could do a Waluigi vibe. It's, I'm not as Italian as I'd like to be, but I can come off more Italian than I am.
Anyways.
That's what should be in the word bubble.
Let's do these warm-up riddles. I think that they're really fun, and you're going to enjoy them.
And these are from Brandon?
They're from Daryl.
Daryl. I do have
one quick
question.
We're going to turn our listening ears on today, boys and girls.
Absolutely not.
No?
Aaron, I do have one question, which I just realized. Super Mario Brothers, famously Italian, is
famously
Yoshi an Italian dinosaur?
I can call him and ask?
Italian dinosaur sounds like rhino, like a Republican in name only. Like, Italian dinosaur sounds like short for something. I'm not really sure what you're trying to call
it. It sounds like if you're driving and somebody cuts you off on the interstate or something, and your brain is frazzled and you don't have time to think up a good insult, it's like, hey, you Italian dinosaur. And then the person in the driver's seat's like, what is that? What was that about?
Yeah.
Yikes.
If I'm doing the ADR for the TV version of Die Hard, I'm going to be calling people Italian dinosaurs, like yippee-ki-yay Italian dinosaur. it's making it in there a lot.
What do you call a lamb covered in chocolate?
Ooh.
Job half done.
Lamb covered
not a bad
in chocolate.
Start. That's... Hold on, I can do these all day.
Not a bad start.
Oh, is it you?
No.
I'm covered in chocolate.
Think like real simple
nougat.
Word.
Oh, milk lamb.
Milk lamb.
Chuck lamb.
I mean, just to give you a
dead
sense of how these are gonna go. I'm just gonna give you this one. Dead.
No. Don't give it to us.
Because,
well, I guess. Okay.
Then you'll understand what the like. It'll set the precedent. Ready?
Fine.
But
what do you call a lamb covered in chocolate? What?
As soon as I understand, I will now exist in this reality where I do understand, and I kind of do want to just dwell in the space where I don't get it for a little longer.
Hold
it
on,
is...
let me check my notes. And
then we have to try.
It says here that that's not my problem.
No, it didn't say. Didn't show me. Holy crap. That's what that says. I feel like I'm at a David Blaine show right
it's
now. Holy
a
crap.
Candy bar.
Oh. So
yay!
These are Boston jokes.
Brandon is from Boston?
No, they're not all Boston jokes. They just are fun little. It's
Daryl. JBC, Daryl.
Wait, Daryl? Who's Brandon? Brandon lives with Daryl?
How does a beaver know which tree to cut down?
Because damn, that tree's fat.
No.
How does a beaver know which tree to cut down?
Trick question. Beavers don't cut down trees. They just take the fallen trees and turn them into industry.
Yep.
Sorry, JPC used to teach high school science, as you already know.
I know what you were going to say. I used to teach beaver. Hey, this is not a screwball 80s comedy.
Yet.
Don't tell me I used to teach beaver.
But it's a good start.
They're made of wood?
I love that you're thinking like that, but no.
That's like something that Van Wilder would introduce himself as.
I'm going to tell you. Ready?
Beaver teacher?
Wait. Which tree? How does the beaver know which tree to cut down?
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, will you tell us, is this a pun? I really want to get this right.
It's rotted.
It's a pun.
Oh. These are all going to be puns, basically.
It's,
or like little like.
Like play on words. Like, play on words.
It's Timba. It's Timba. Timba too. No,
you're back on the sheep. You've looked back around to sheep, buddy. Hold on. I got to tie Adel, tether him back to the podcast.
Wool's out.
Is it something sassy,
it's
Aaron?
Beaver.
Is it something sassy? Like, wouldn't you like to know? Like, wouldn't you like to know?
I love where your head's at. You are officially in the right mindset, but no.
Fuck. Okay. How does a beaver know which tree to cut down?
It'll find out soon, but first a break for rest. Forest?
Okay,
Adel, again, you are so...
Is it like a big long sentence?
You're right.
There, is the answer but... like a big old sentence?
How does a beaver know which tree to cut down? Whichever one he chooses.
Oh, I was so close to teeth. I was like, beavers have big teeth.
Choose. That's improper
like, tell
grammar.
It the tooth. Yeah, it's true.
They're
it's
animals, Adel. You think they have good grammar? They're animals.
It Hold on. Chooses.
Brandon and Daryl are not animals. They are human people who
we
love
don't
the
know
podcast.
That. Prove it.
We don't know that.
Where do you find the center of gravity?
Earth.
G-R-A-V-I-T-Y. Is it A?
No.
V.
Come yes. on. That's...
it's V.
Oh, which, you're right. It is V.
You guys got it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Which train do pigs ride?
Oh, that one is Six Flags.
Which train?
I went... Okay, yesterday, I was driving on the highway, and I went, whoa, are those roller coasters? Whoa, is that Six Flags? And then I blacked out, and I was on a roller coaster at Six Flags.
No.
I impulse went. I pulled over to the side of the road, and I went to Six Flags, and I rode two roller coasters, and one of them was the worst roller coaster I have ever been on in my life.
Aaron, is it Hamtrak?
It is Hamtrak.
Okay. Okay, so it was Hamtrak. Wait, Aaron, is this real? You drove by Six Flags and then you just pulled over and went in?
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a... Six Flags isn't like Disney, right? Like, what's the admission fee? Is there an admission fee?
Well, so Sean, a year ago, went to Six Flags with his college friend.
Okay.
And he came back in the house and he talked for 20 minutes trying to justify that he had bought a
sure.
two-year season pass.
Of course he
with
had.
Free parking. And he yep. tried to let me know how actually he's saving so much money. And I was like, yep. you're probably never going back there. And then we got up to the front. And since he had a special pass, I got in for like $30.
Okay,
which is expensive, cool. but isn't like $170 or whatever the hell Disney is.
Yeah, I don't. Disney is so expensive. Disney is like, it's like $400. It's insane.
Did you know when I first went to Disney back in 1970, that they had Disney bucks you had to buy in order to spend money in the park?
Wait, you had to carry on a huge deer with you just to spend money
in
the park?
Went to Disney in 1970?
No. But when I first went, it's probably like 89 or something, you had to exchange your money for Disney bucks, and they're like... They look so fake because they are.
Yeah.
And it's like a little Mickey Mouse instead of George Washington. And that's the only way you could buy anything in the park. And then I feel like there was something where it's like you couldn't re-exchange it. So I feel like my dad exchanged X amount. And then at the end, we were left with like 32 extra Disney bucks we just couldn't do anything with.
That's also how they pay their people, right? They pay them in Disney bucks. And then you have to like use the Disney bucks to like rent your shovel and your lantern.
And to pay your mortgage in what's the name of that area?
Yeah, and then I guess if you don't, like, they hire a bunch of Pinkertons to come and shoot you. It's weird there. But we love it. If you want to advertise on the show Disney, we love it. She-Hulk, coming everywhere. Check it out.
Or not coming. It's up to her.
Or it's totally her call. That's the why it's different.
I haven't spoken in, like, 40 minutes. It's been 40 minutes, right? Because someone... I think it's been 40 minutes since I've spoken.
Well, then, Aaron, She-Hulk. We have to take a break.
She come on her schedule.
No, I actually, my sister texted me.
Don't make me come.
Like,
you wouldn't like it when I come.
Aaron,
oh, sorry, Aaron.
She-Hulk makes me uncomfortable. Like, the idea of it, everything makes me feel kind of sick. And I was like, yeah, well, Marvel went off the rails and there's no getting them back. Okay, I would like to see a scene.
Yes.
You are a la strangers on a train. You are two pigs on a train and you're strangers and you get to talking and you realize you're in a unique position where you can do a favor for each other.
Got it.
Oink, 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 oink. Oink, 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 oink,
oink, sorry, was I...
I don't know, was I?
I must have woken myself up and...
Must have been me who was sleeping and then I woke up.
Will you murder my kids? Sorry,
hey.
I was having a dream. What did I say that out loud?
Tommy, Jimmy, why don't you give Dad? Why don't you give Dad the room here? I want to talk to this man.
Yeah, Claire, Marshall, why don't you head out as well? Here's 10 pig bucks. Go buy yourself some slop.
Yeah, and, that's for both of us. So
what?
Yeah, for my kids too. That's right. For both of us. Come on, you gonna tell me that you don't know me? That we're not old friends? That's not for both of us, considering what you're going to ask me in just a second. That's for both of us,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Your dad's Uncle Piggy?
Come on, man.
Uncle
Hog? How did you know that's my name?
Uncle Piggy and I have to talk. Why don't you kids head off? Okay,
yeah, head off.
They're gone. Listen.
They're gone.
I need you to kill my kids, because pretty soon they're going to grow up and they're going to need money for college, and Daddy doesn't have that money.
Well, we are in a position, my friend, to help each other out. Because Tommy and Jimmy, my kids, actually not my kids. They're professional assassins that I'm smuggling into St. Louis on this train.
Oh, this worked out great. I guess I was going to say, your kids look pretty old. The one has a eye patch and goatee and military fatigue. So I was curious.
Well, yeah, but that's Jimmy. But Tommy, he's the one with a lot of cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jet
I mean,
hat.
Describe how he looks. Jet black.
Jet black, straw hat. Instead of
jet black straw hat. Slick back straw hat. You never seen a straw hat. This slick black, jet black straw hat.
Instead of legs, he has fence posts.
Fence posts, yeah.
Big old tattoo of his back on his front. And
he's a killer.
And a rose behind his ear.
Now, this solves your problem, because you want you need professional hit pigs to hit your pigs.
Yes, but it has
pigs.
To look like an accident.
Of course, they're professionals. Okay. They're out of town pigs. They'll do a good job. Don't worry about that.
Like they tripped and fell into a bullet.
Okay, I don't go to your work and knock the broom out of your hand. Okay, don't tell my guys.
How'd you know? Well, I'd sweep up slop.
That gets to my problem that you might have a solution for.
Okay.
You smell fucking awful. Get out of this train car. This is a private sleeper car I bought for my family. I don't know how you got in here. Okay, you deal? We got a deal?
Deal.
Okay, good. I don't want to see your fucking pig ass again.
Scene.
Aaron put on sunglasses.
Aaron put on sunglasses.
At the end of that scene.
Was the scene getting too bright?
Yeah, you are too shiny of stars. I'm on a podcast with a couple of shining stars.
Aaron, I have a question for you. Are those sunglasses from that sponsor that we had that one time?
No, I bought these with my human money, not the Disney kind. The real kind. I saw Bullet Train last week.
Okay.
How was it?
I don't know Bullet Train.
I loved it. I like a good... Now I feel like I'm comparing every action movie I see to RRR in terms of how fun it is. And I put it in like a 7 out of 10 on the RRR scale. Like, it was a blast. I thought that...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's a couple performances in it that I thought were truly excellent and very, very fun. So I would recommend going to see that in theaters if you like that kind of thing.
I have a question for you guys. Have either one of you seen, I think it's called The 355 yet? It's
not
on one
yet.
Of these streaming services. I texted you about it. You got to watch it. I really want your opinions on it. It's very good. Watch the whole thing.
You told me it sucks.
No. I said it's over 2 hours. Watch the whole thing.
I'll watch it tonight.
I hope you do. It has one of my favorite sequences in an action movie that I think I've ever seen. Mariah and I were both baffled by it. We were just watching it, absolutely baffled by it.
I can't wait.
Which is what you want.
You want to be baffled.
Mm-hmm. Why is a stick of gum like a sneeze?
Because you chew it?
Yeah. It's a chew. Because
you chew it.
How did the hunter get hurt while bending over to study some tracks?
Deer came up behind it and rammed him in the ass?
Adol.
He's bending over.
Do you really think that that's the answer?
I'm hoping.
I know it's not, though.
Were they tire tracks going in reverse?
That's funny. It's similar to that.
Tractor.
You're not totally off.
So what was it? How did the hunter
get hurt while bending over to study some tracks?
Yes, GPC. It's moose tracks like the ice cream. He was bending over, but he didn't see the protective glass at Ben and Jerry's, and he just smashed his face into the glass.
No, we're not asking for you to tell us what happened to you this past weekend. We're asking you.
Wait, I never said I shit my pants.
No one, you.
Look, if a face slams against ice cream glass that hard, you're going to shit your pants.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
Ladies,
the energy has to go somewhere.
This is a compliment to the ice cream chef. They should feel very grateful.
That's insane.
But that's a pretty good answer, too.
I know, but it's not that. How did the hunter get hurt while bending over to study some tracks?
Got it.
Yes, Adol.
It was Hunter Biden. He left his laptop at home.
Mm-hmm.
her email.
And the tracks he was trying to cover were him, I think it was like having sex with prostitutes, I believe. Mm-hmm. What was he doing? Mm-hmm.
How did the hunter get hurt while bending over? How did the hunter get hurt while bending over to study some tracks?
Can I ask a question, Aaron?
Yeah.
Is tracks like animal tracks or is it like a different kind of tracks? Wow,
it's a train tracks. Track.
Him got hit by train.
Yeah, train hit him. I love that
She's back from the
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you are a hunter, and JPC, you are a deer. And JPC, you're just getting annoyed that he's following you, and you're telling him to back off.
Hey, man.
Huh?
I don't have any money. I can't help you. I can't help you.
I'm duck call.
Are you trying to use a deer call?
Deer.
I hear you, man. You've been following me in this forest for, I want to say, 10, 15 minutes now.
Yeah.
Do you need something?
Your head?
Okay.
I want to mount your head.
I thought so. You're a hunter. I can see you're wearing, you know, head-to-toe camo. It's the wrong camo for this environment.
What?
What is orange camo for? Is this if you're going to, like, a Six Flags? What is this?
I don't. No, I mean, I went to Bass Pro Shop,
and
which I guess is my first mistake. I should have gone to the Deer Pro Shop, but this is what they said I'm supposed to wear in the deer nest or whatever they call it where you sit up in a tree.
Yeah, and they gave you this fishing pole? Because you've been trying to hook me with this fishing pole so that's not going to work. You're going to need like a gun or a bow or like a knife. You're not going to get me with a fishing pole.
I don't have the money for that.
Okay.
Don't you want this worm? Eat this worm. Put your mouth around this worm.
Dude, get that out of my fucking face. I'm going to throw up.
Whoa.
Get that worm out of my face. Yeah, and I'm rearing back like I'm going to box your ass. You come any closer to me, I'm going to deer hoof you right to the head. I swear to God I will.
Where'd you get your jeans?
These are JNCO, okay? I got these at the Gathering of the Juggalos. I go every year.
What?
Yeah. It's in Ohio. It's always a great time. You get fucked up. I got so fucked up on ketamine, but it's worth it. I met some of my best friends there. I met my wife there, ex-wife. Well, ex-wife's sister.
Oh. Do you all spray each other with Faygo? Is that real?
Man, you're so out of your fucking element. You're asking fucking basic-ass questions.
No, I've been to Riot Fest, which is similar.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Please. Please tell me how Riot Fest is similar to the. This is Woodstock 1979 and Woodstock 2000, baby. Or 99? Okay. When was the bad one?
Riot Fest, you know, I saw Trent Reznor there with Nine Inch Nails, and there's like a fun little circus. You know, there's little carnival games and stuff.
Sure.
And there's a lot of like stripes going on. It's kind of silly.
Is Trent Reznor secretly Christian?
No.
Then don't talk to me about that shit.
Oh, wait. Nine Inch Nails, they nailed Jesus to a cross. Yes, I guess he is.
Okay. All right, well, cool, fun story. I guess I'll catch you later. I guess our business is done, is concluded.
I want to fuck you like an animal. Didn't Abraham slaughter
now
a
we're getting
lamb?
There. Now we're getting there. Now I know why you came out here.
See?
Now I know why you came out to the forest.
Why was the fencing champion so honest?
Foil. Why was
they had a point. Fencing champion so honest.
Spar.
No one could point out. Everyone could point out his flaws.
He wasn't on guard.
Smart, but that's not the answer.
What's the fencing foil is called like an ete? This was like always a crossword.
You're thinking too hard about it. What would someone who doesn't know fencing call that?
Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Why was the fencing champion too honest? What was the question?
Why was the fencing champion so honest?
And then he swore it had to be.
He kept his sword.
Yeah, he was a man of his sword.
Sword. He was a man of his sword.
Nick Swartz.
And we have just three more of these, and I'll let you take a break, Adel.
Oh, I do want to see a scene.
Okay, great.
The two of you are fencing. JPC, you are wearing the full regalia and a foil and everything. Aaron, you are wearing no protective gear, and you have like a big broadsword.
Judge?
And I'll allow it.
No, you'll allow it. Time out. I'm taking one of my timeouts.
What?
We get three. Judge,
did you want to use a lifeline?
Time in.
No, time out.
I'll allow it.
I'd like to call a friend. I'd like to phone a friend.
Okay. Who'd you like to call?
Okay, who can I call? Jesus Christ, I don't have many diamonds left. No! Oh, thank God. She got herself with the sword. She tried to lift it over her head, and she went right into her shoulder blade.
I'll allow it.
Can I get a default win, Judge?
I don't even have protection on it. He's coming at me with this thing.
I'm not.
And I cut myself with my own sword. Are you serious? Judge, are you going to allow this?
I'll allow it.
Judge.
What?
Obviously, she's hurt. Look, she should go to the medic. Can we get the medic? Can the medic come over? Will you allow that?
Wait, obviously she's hurt. Let's ask her, shall we? Ma'am, are you hurt?
Nope.
Okay. She's obviously bleeding.
Time
she's
in.
Losing a lot of blood.
That could be you.
It's hers. As Judge, you can't see this. You should definitely hear it. As soon as you turn your back to her, she is screaming. She is just screaming bloody murder.
I'm not.
She is.
Who else could that be?
Who else could that be in here?
Well, could have been me. I do suffer from night terrors.
Judge.
Were my eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Time in.
Judge. Can I forfeit? I'd like to forfeit.
No, Judge. Time out.
Oh, you just used all three.
Oh, no.
You're done with your timeouts?
Look, listen. In my one timeout.
Okay.
I'm going to win, but it doesn't feel fair that he can come at me because I don't have protective gear on. So I feel like I should only have to get to go after him. And I'm not bleeding. I'm winning.
That sounds fair. I'll allow it. Time in.
Judge, Judge, I forfeit. I do want to forfeit. Princeton is not worth it. I don't want to be in that battle. Find another weird upper crust sports activity.
Stab!
I'll try polo. Judge, she stabbed herself.
She stabbed herself.
We don't know that.
Judge, the sword is in her shoulder blade and it's also pinning her foot to the ground.
I'd argue I saw the amazing Jonathan do the same thing 20 years ago.
Judge.
And he turned out fine.
No. Did you watch the documentary?
Yes, he didn't turn out fine.
It wasn't fine.
Perfect.
That's how you get into the skull and crossbones. Skull and crossbones, skull and bones.
I do remember I maybe did watch that documentary, and I think it has a sad part in it, but I don't really remember his story.
He does heroin on camera.
Oh, that's the one. That's the part
it's
that's like...
very sad. Yeah. Very sad.
No bueno.
What did the mechanical man do when he ran out of money at the poker game?
He robot in more for more money.
Yeah, robot in.
Oh, what was that?
He robot in. He
Sorry,
robot
I
in.
Sorry, I fell asleep mid-sentence.
Night terrors. What
he
did
asked
the robot
Richard
do?
Gere for some money.
Richard Gere. What did the robot do when he ran out of money in the poker game?
It's a poker pun. It's
he a... fold house. He blushed. He flushed. He flushed.
He straight up yelled... He caught it on the river.
Catch. He ring toss.
Hand. He gave a guy a hand job. He folded his hand. Wow.
He threw his hand.
Okay.
Is that a
come
poker
on.
Term?
I don't know.
I've never heard the term. I've heard fold, but not throw your hand.
I got to see another scene. Aaron, Adel, you are professional poker players in the World Series of Poker, and I am the dealer, and I'm going to keep reprimanding. You're the last two in, but I'm reprimanding your bad behavior. Okay. Jeff, you are the big blind, but I will say this one time, and this is
big
the last boy? Time I will say that. I will say this one time. Please listen. This is the last time that I'm saying this. After the hand, do not throw your cards at me. You can scoot them across the table. Michelle, I feel like you're trying to get them in my mouth, and you're doing a really good job.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Do you think I'm Gambit?
Hey, stop slapping me. And Michelle, please, this is on TV.
I'm not drunk.
I know. I didn't say you were.
You have a drinking problem.
I can't answer the question, do I think you're pretty? Because I don't want... You're putting me in a really uncomfortable situation.
So you don't. I'm peeing.
Oh. Okay, that's allowed.
I call.
Get off your phone. You can't have a phone at the table.
I was calling my wife. I call her.
Let me look at the number. This is Bookie. Is your wife's name Bookie?
Yeah.
Can you play Earl by the Chicks so I can sing?
Do they not call themselves Dixie Chicks anymore?
No.
No, they dropped the Dixie part, like, I think like 20 years ago.
Really?
I think so.
No,
I
guess a couple years ago.
Was it really just a couple?
Yeah. Can you play it?
But there was something with the Iraq war where they got mad at the president, right?
I'm all in. No, sorry. I'm a huge All That fan. Sorry, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. I haven't dealt the cards yet for the new hand, so no one needs to be calling for All In or...
You're right. We should take shots for your birthday, right?
It's not my birthday.
Oh.
When is
it's
your birthday?
It's not my birthday. It's tomorrow.
Happy early
we
birthday.
We should do shots for your birthday.
Damn it. I
Let
wish
me
I had
these cards
the...
in your mouth.
Dustin, you could have just said, stop, stop.
What?
Every time I
birthday.
Look away, you try to put cards in my mouth.
Well, those are birthday cards.
These are birthday cards.
Someone you threw just up.
No, you just threw up poker chips.
I don't
Have you been eating these
up.
Poker chips? It looks like this
these
is
chips?
Salsa and poker chips.
Yeah. And get a little guacamole, and then you eat them.
Dealer,
hello?
I'd like to mention, I'd like to lay down my cards. I do have three of a kind. I have a Hallmark Anniversary, Hallmark Anniversary, Hallmark Anniversary. So I win the pot, the weed, the
no,
gong
hold, now,
in the middle
on.
Of the table.
Wait, I'm looking at all these cards. It's all these cards are anniversary cards for your anniversary today. Is today your anniversary?
That's why I was calling my bookie, my wife.
Dealer,
you gotta
can
get
I
home.
Close out my tab?
I don't know. I
it's
don't think
under
you
P-P-E-E. Oh, no, I just pee. I'm sitting in P. That's not my last name. Let
no,
me think.
Your name is Gloria Urine.
Oh. You peed in my tab. Gloria Urine, you peed in my tab. I was gonna drink this later.
I'm spitting out poker chips all over.
You're spitting them into my mouth. Stop. How do you have such
my
how do you have such good aim?
Do you like, do you think, oh my god.
You know what? Here's
god.
What we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. We've been here for 14 hours. What we're gonna do, everyone's all in. We're just gonna do high card wins, and then we all get to go home. Does that sound good?
And then we should skinny dip.
No.
Okay. So I'm 6'2", and I'm standing on a chair, and I'm holding my card way up here.
Marrying one of the best of friends all through their high school days.
Okay, you know what?
Turn up.
I'm just going to take the money. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to get the fuck out of
here. They turned that man into chili?
This money
they
for
put
myself.
On dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup. Where'd he go?
Your see, Honor, she doesn't know all the words.
We never expected Aaron to know all the words.
I know all of the words to that song. Do not. Suggest that I don't
Aaron,
know all the words
Aaron,
to that song.
If you knew all the words to that song,
Mary
there
and
was
Mona
no
was a
better time.
Friend all through the high school days.
Let's do it.
Both
let's
members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright
she's
new
reading
world.
Them off the screen.
No, I'm not. No, Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl.
She's opening
gonna,
her eyes wider.
She's going to realize one that she doesn't know quite too well.
It
was
2 weeks
gonna,
after we got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover her bruise. Oh, she finally got the nerve
I
to
heard
file
dark
for
glasses
divorce.
And long sleeve glasses.
Blouses. They let the law take it from there. And Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne. This part maybe makes you cry. Flew in from Atlanta on a red eye midnight flight. She held Wanda's hand and worked out a plan and it didn't take a long
oh, she used that laugh to skip over
that
some
Earl
lyrics.
Had to die. No, I didn't.
Nah. Break. Let's go to
goodbye.
A break.
No, I got one more.
Aaron,
I'll do them
I'm
get
looking
back.
At it right here. You got a 0%.
No, I didn't.
You were trying to sing Blues Travelers the Hook and you didn't do a good job
yeah,
of that at
up.
All.
You got
I could
the
keep
right.
Going.
Yeah, you got the right.
We'll be right back.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is no, awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's one of the Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
All right, we got a couple more riddles from
Brandon.
Daryl. Everyone
Damn
learned
it.
Their lesson that I knew all of the words to Earl by the Chicks. Now we
and
all
that
learned
was like
our lesson.
10 weeks ago. Nobody is
whatever, man.
You.
Whatever, man. It was literally 30 seconds ago. What was the truck doing with a load of hogs?
What was a truck doing with a load of hogs?
What was the truck doing with a load of hogs?
Lorry. Huge lorry.
Huge lorry,
semi,
yes.
Semi.
Playing that garden. Playing that garden.
Semi pork.
The truck has a load of hogs.
Pig pen.
It
so
was.
Is this a truck pun or a pig pun?
Yeah, that's the
It's
hard
a
part.
Pig pun.
Pig pun.
Oh. Pig pun.
Did the truck have four-wheel drive?
Love it.
That's
not it.
That's
though.
Better than anything that is going to be said. Four-wheel drive.
Truck is loaded with hogs.
Bacon.
Yeah, there's
pork,
bacon. Ham. Ham to consider.
Ham
yeah.
Radio.
Pork. Pork.
A forklift. It was
trying to find a
porking spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it trying to parallel pork?
Oh, that parallel pork would have worked too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Parallel.
Why
pork.
Did the ant wear a bathing suit in the kitchen?
It
she
just
was
lost
trying
a bunch
to
of
make
weight
her
super
uncle
confident.
Jealous.
Microwave.
Why did the ant wear?
Oh, I said. I told
suit.
It.
What?
You said microwave, and that's the answer?
Oh, there's a microwave. Like an ant is so tiny, it has
like
to swim in a microwave.
Wave,
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's a surfing ant.
Mm-hmm. It's a surfing ant.
All right.
This is Ant-Man. This is the plot to Ant-Man. A tiny little ant. Surfing on a microwave.
So, thank you. Those
thank
were
you,
great
Brandon.
Riddles. Not, nope. these next ones are from Joel, and they're limerick riddles. And Joel is from Illinois and just started listening to Sitcom D&D. Thank you, Joel. Check out Sitcom D&D. Adeline and JPT have both been on it.
Okay,
you can also check out Bill Buds or
Magic Tavern. How Aaron picks the emails now.
Magic Tavern. Wow, just drop the hello from?
I've never, ever heard you use the hello from when you were describing Magic Tavern. Not
hello
once.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Have you guys made that joke?
No.
I would argue.
Well, I guess they're not firing on all cylinders over there, are they?
That song from 10 years ago.
Whoops. Let that one slip through the cracks.
No, you're great.
You certainly got like emails or tweets from people being like, hey, you didn't do a hello from the other side.
We
joke.
Get a lot of stuff where they're like, you should have done this. And it's like, all right, buddy.
You missed it.
Armchair podcasting. Love it.
Oh, God, I'd love to do that. I'm sitting in this. I'm doing gaming chair podcasting right now, and it's fucking awful.
All right, okay, here are the limerick riddles.
Has some limericks.
Bottle of red, bottle of white. No, it's not that. I'm just joking.
Billy Joel lyric riddles. Oh, I love it.
Someone will do that now. Now that we said it, sorry to whoever feels the burden curse of that to write those.
I hope someone just writes riddles and makes us read them like we didn't start the fire.
Some use them to make you feel glee. Some use them to cause you to flee. Some use them to play you and sway you and delay you. And this riddy has 33.
Leah Michelle.
Nope.
I'm out of answers.
Yeah, if it's not Leah Michelle, I
can't find a funny girl.
What comes in 33? Is Adel? 33
is famously my lucky number, my favorite number. 33 and a third is has to do with records. What comes in 33?
Jesus died at age 33. That's
Jesus,
32 shots.
Yes. Baskin Robbins has 31.
You're on the wrong track, I'd say. Some use them to make you feel glee. Some use them to cause you to flee. Some use them to play you and sway you and delay you. And this riddy has 33.
Vowels?
Tongues.
You're close with vowels. Tongues is insane.
syllables?
Ooh, right. Syllabus.
Symbols.
No.
Letters?
Simba.
When you put letters together, they make?
Words.
Words, yes. And they
When you put letters together, they make tiny little letters.
Nope.
Baby letters.
I used 33 as two words, LOL, says Joel, to try to make it work. But I thought that was great. All right.
Very nice. I like that.
Well, I guess that's really good.
Sorry, JPC, what's the word I'm looking for? Sucks. He sucks.
Hold on.
Sorry,
hold
Joel.
On. I have my tone thing. I got my tone voice modulator on. I don't know how that
it's
I don't
so
know how
stuck
that
on sarcasm.
On. I guess it's stuck on sarcasm.
Oh, it's stuck on sarcasm.
I guess I'm in big trouble.
Holy shit, yeah, it's definitely. I think it's been stuck on sarcasm for like 200 and how many? 16 episodes?
Uh-oh. Oh, has it? I wish someone would call a wellness check.
Okay, use me when I'm on a ring. The city might give me as blank. Tap me for letters, the skeleton unfetters. And Aaron can use me to sing.
Did they say Roger Federer? Because it's a tennis racket.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Diamonds.
Aaron, I know this one. I know this one. Let's see. Let me think of another rhyme for this
microphone.
One. I think I got this one because I am rewatching while Mariah is watching for the first time a lot of Better Call Saul. And so this is very, very on the brain for me, which is also really fun because I'll catch like one out of every three episodes or like parts of episodes and they'll be like, what happened? And she'll be like, I don't know. Don't ask me that question. I can't tell you what's happened on this show.
Everything and nothing. Is it a payphone?
No.
No.
Aaron, I'll be taking duties of giving him the correct answer when he gets it.
Oh, great. Okay. Use me when I'm on a ring.
Okay, you use me when I'm on a ring.
You can put it on a ring.
Like a nice ring.
The city might give me as bling. The city gives this to people.
Key to the city.
Yep, yes, it's you
key.
Got it.
It's key.
Thank you, JPC. I'm sorry. I forgot that you were speaking on behalf of me now.
I can answer that
JPC is my press secretary now. Yeah. So any information that comes from me is going to go through him. So, Adel, if you have any questions right now to ask me,
Aaron,
just direct them
can
to
Can I be
JPC.
Your bench press secretary?
And can I be your bench press secretariat? Too much weight for the horse.
And JPC, you do need to answer Adel's questions on my behalf.
And what's the question, Adel?
Can I be Aaron's bench press secretary?
Oh, I don't care. And
sorry,
you're fired. That'll be the answer going forward.
You're fired.
Yeah.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you're the mayor of a town, and you are giving JPC the key to the city for a pretty wild reason.
I think in the email you said business casual, so I'm hoping that this is...
No, you look great. Okay, great. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the yearly key-giving ceremony. I am your mayor, Mayor Doop-Doops, Doop-Doop, and I am here to present the key to the city to...
Woo!
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey... Do your slogan about your last name.
Mayor Doop Doop Doop, he'll trail off at the end of everything.
That's why we love him.
We are giving the key to the city.
Thank you.
To the locksmith, smith that made the key. Key. Sort of like a snake eating itself, self. But here, Jeffrey, say some words. Make your speech.
Wow. This is such an honor. Thank you, Mayor. I gotta say, this key is too big. It won't do anything. It won't open any doors. It's too big. It's a big key. I made the key too big. Here's the thing. Feet and inches, the symbol for that, it can't just be 2-1-. That we have to figure out a different thing. Because if I'm reading the email late at night, sometimes I'm going to flip inches and feet and I'm going to make a key too big. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Terry, if you're out there in the crowd, I do apologize. We're going to get you into your house. I know you've been locked out for a couple days. I got swept up in this whole thing because I made the key too big. We're going to get you in there, buddy. As soon as I'm back to my shop, just bear with me. I guess to everyone else, just write the word when you're sending me emails. Write inches or centimeters or whatever. Also, keys have standard sizes. Just say it's like a number 5. That's all I need to know. I love when you measure it, but...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Why aren't you echoing? Oh, something wrong with me? Or your voice? Oh my God.
Mayor, you took the mic. You have it.
So you have to start your speech over. No one can hear you.
But you could hear me, right? I mean, I was basically, it's
go
a speech
ahead.
To
start over.
Okay.
You.
So. This is awkward. We've been doing this for a couple of days. I'd love to get you back in your house as soon as I get back to my shop. But we keep restarting the speech.
Wait, have some fun with it. Say the word money and make it be like money.
But that's not an echo. I mean, you understand. You understand. Look, if anyone thinks they can do the speech better, Mayor.
There we go. Scene.
A lemon's a bit like this fellow, which makes sense. He's right next to yellow. If he's with champagne, you will not complain. God damn it. Why won't this rhyme?
Colonel Mustard.
Orange.
Yes, it's orange.
Fuck.
Orange.
I sometimes stand up after bed, and I can be black, brown, or red. Some say my loss results in a gloss, and getting me back costs some bread.
Is this like a white comedian from the 80s?
It is!
Paul Reiser? Can I hear that one more time? Sometimes I rise after bed.
Sometimes I stand up after bed, and I can be black, brown, or red. Some say my loss results in a gloss, and getting me back costs some bread.
Oh, okay. Getting me back across some bread. I think I lost it on that one.
I can be black, brown, or red is, I think, very helpful. I think there's black, also another color it can be.
Red. These are matches?
I stand up after bed. Something that when you get out of bed, it stands up.
My penis?
After.
Something you want to share with the class?
After bed. No.
Are you sure?
No.
My grandpa fought in World War II.
Well, I guess
but which side?
Teacher. I guess that's interesting.
Silly.
He wasn't an Italian, was he?
He's an Italian dinosaur.
They chose the wrong side. Let's see. So at first I was thinking like yeast or something that rises after bed. Is there like something that like there's certain plants that do
it's
that?
It's attached to your person.
Attached to your person. Penis.
It's attached to your person.
Getting it back after you've lost it is expensive.
Red. Oh, hair.
Mm-hmm. It's hair.
Nice. And blonde is the other color you were mentioning.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask Casey to do voicemails. I forgot to communicate voicemails, so...
Well, not only that, but you forgot to ask the wrong person.
Yeah, you. I know. I'm just saying. The whole process I did not do, so we're going to do this.
Aaron... I do have mail upstairs. If you want to read a letter, I can
read a letter.
I think one of them might even have a riddle in it.
I would love that.
All right, Casey, let's play that mailbag theme that we all love so much. We're definitely not getting sued over that.
Mail! Mail! Mail!
Like, hey, we actually have some mail. This is actual mail that was sent to us on the show. There's a brief note, and then there's a couple of other things. I'm going to read this note. Here we go. It says, Aaron, Adel, and JPC, as a longtime listener of the show, I knew when I found my person, they would be forced into loving you guys, too. Always love to hear that. Your show has carried me through hard times and through the best times of my life, and I can't thank you enough for that. Shortly after we started dating, Megan quickly learned every word of your theme song, and the two Patreon ones, and also fell in love with your show. It is something we take time to listen to together and laugh with each other. There have been times where we have fallen asleep listening to the show, and Megan has woken up to Aaron's voice, thinking there was another woman in our house. Thank you for creating something we can both laugh at together.
Sorry, I was Then I was like, I actually think this was a boundary cross. I gotta get the hell out of here.
Doesn't seem upset that there's two loud dudes in her house.
Yeah, I was going to say, when it's our voices, she's like, oh, that's like the guy mowing the lawn or something.
My voice famously sounds like a fucking lawn, but I can hit the same decibel count. Thank you for creating something we can both laugh at together and bring joy into our lives. We truly do love your show. Don't die. And thank you, Eric and Megan. It says you can use our names if you read this. And then
I think Don't Die is that's the Magic Tavern thing, right?
Yeah, well, I guess fuck you, Eric and Megan. Here's what Eric and Megan sent us.
I might be confusing myself.
Eric and Megan sent us invitations to their wedding.
Whoa. Where's it at?
It's all right,
I'm going.
I'm not going to say exactly where it is or when it is, but it definitely says Eric and Megan. It says, together with our families, we joyfully invite you to the wedding of Eric and Megan. It's a place in...
Can you say what state?
I will say it's in Virginia.
Okay.
I
so
don't know
when?
If I can make it.
I will say it's in, I will say, mid-November in Virginia. So we have to RSVP. I think we have to RSVP soon. Oh, and we're invited to the night before. Wow.
Oh.
We could do light
could
bites
do a
and
show.
Beverages.
We
light
could do
bites
an hour-long show beforehand.
I want light bites and beverages.
I love this.
Will you send me their wedding website so I can stalk it?
Yeah, we. I'll give you... Of course, they have the Knot website. And they even have hotel information on here as well. Well, this is very cool. It looks like if we wanted to, we could ruin a perfectly nice wedding in Virginia sometime in November. So that's something that we could... opened this mail pretty quick.
We should all show up dressed as the Riddler and crash this wedding. I will say there's something...
Would you guys mind if we had our Hey Riddle Riddle convention, same weekend, same hotel?
Same venue. Same venue, same moment. I will say there's something that they mentioned in the letter, something like your podcast helped carry me or something, which gave me the inspiration.
Okay.
Should we make a motivational poster? And it says, it's like two footprints in the sand. And then on either side of them
are
three other footprints. Mine is maybe like dinosaur footprints. JPC's is like a dead body being dragged. Aaron, yours is like rooster feet or something. And then it says it says when there's eight footprints in the sand, that's when you were listening to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, someone's gonna make it. An artist is burdened by that now. They go, well, fuck, I had a lot of freelance work I had to get to, but now I have to make this poster.
And when there's 8 footprints in the sand, you were listening to Hey Riddle Riddle.
I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna make it, but will I talk to a bunch of people at Eric and Megan's wedding about it? Sure. I can't wait to come to your wedding and tell people about my business ideas.
I'm gonna dance so hard it's gonna make other people not wanna dance.
Should we clear the dance floor? I'm going to go and make you wish you had never had an open bar.
We have about a month to decide if we're going to go to this wedding. I think we show up. Maybe we don't go to the wedding, but we do go to the night before light bites and appetizers. I think it would be very funny to
part. The funniest thing to do is for the three of us to go, dress to the nines, show up right before the wedding, meet the couple, and say, our apologies, we cannot make it. And then we head out and go grab dinner.
Well, we're in town for a Burger King.
What a nightmare for them that they invite three podcasters sort of as like a bit where they go like, it would be kind of sweet to send them a wedding invitation,
and
knowing full well
we
won't go. that we are so bad at reading social situations that we show up and go, oh my God, it's so expensive.
It's
three
so expensive.
Extra guests. That's like $200 a head. Are they fucking kidding me with this? And we're like, hi, we're going to be so annoying. We don't know anyone.
Can we, if we can sit at the table with the bride and groom, we will come.
We'll come. Here's what I'll say. The wedding is in November. Mm-hmm. You probably have a lot of this stuff locked away and planned. I will come. I will come to this wedding if I have three conditions. I get to officiate and I get to pick the flowers and the food. And if you let me do that.
Famously, they don't decide that until the day before.
And I'm only going if I get to pick the seating arrangement. I get to decide what relative is sitting with what college friend. I'm in charge.
And I will come on two conditions. One, I get to like Mystery Science Theater 3000 the entire speech as JPC officiates.
Okay.
The whole vow ceremony. And then two, I get to have the first dance and it's me alone on the dance floor. I get to dance however I want.
Adel, do you have your first dance song up?
Monster Mash.
Well, he was ready. Don't invite us to your wedding because one day
Please.
We will show up to one and it will not be funny and you'll go, actually, guys, okay, seriously, try, can you remind me the names of the two
this
people?
This is Eric and Megan.
Eric and Megan, I need you to actually consider what it would feel like when your aunt comes up to you and goes, who are those three? And you go, we listened to a podcast and we reached out to them sort of as a joke to invite them. And then they flew here for the free meal.
There's like a dinosaur, a dead body, and a rooster. And they kind of, I don't know what they do. They kind of run around.
Yeah, one of them has rooster feet.
Also,
who knows all the words to Earl by the chick.
I mean, we get this invitation. It doesn't really say, like, do we all get plus ones?
Ooh.
Like, are we bringing six people to the wedding? Because that's fun.
Okay, a new caveat, a new condition. The three of us will come if we all get plus wands. So we all have to make friends with someone named Juan and bring them.
Well, here's the thing. When we do a live show, we get 10 comp tickets, usually to give out to like friends and family who want to come to the live show. So if we go to a wedding, we should also get 10 comp tickets, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I think so.
I actually do agree with JPC just this month.
Yeah. Well, besides...
Yeah, so we're going.
We're definitely going. Aaron?
I'll be there. I think, can we do some plugs? Adam, anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug three things. One, I want to plug Eric and Megan's wedding. Have a wonderful time. We can't wait to see you there. Please be prepared and please warn all the guests so that you're not taken by surprise. Two, I want to plug, I was recently a guest on a fantastic podcast called Braving the Elements. It's an Avatar review podcast hosted by our own Janet Morph, Janet Varney, fourth host, and Dante, the voice of Zuko. So I was on there with the two of them talking about the episode Zuko Alone, which is famously one of the best episodes. So please check out my episode of Braving the Elements and all the previous and future episodes of that. And then three, I want to promote. Yes?
Well, what did John Travolta say when Olivia Newton-John left him for a second on the set of Grease?
He's Danny Zuko alone?
Thank you. Ownership papers.
And three, I want to plug it's got to be coming up in the next little bit here, our upcoming live shows.
Oh.
If you're near Virginia.
If you're listening to this now, that was last week.
No, so. Never mind. Well, I do have a live show coming up. I want to plug an upcoming live show. Hello from the Magic Tavern, or Magic Tavern, as Aaron calls it, lazily. We'll be performing at the Bell House in New York City. Hey Riddle Riddle was just there last month, this month. So please come check out October 14th, which is a Friday. Come check out Hello from the Magic Tavern at the Bell House in New York City. Go to, I want to say hellofromthemagictavern.com. I cannot remember. Or go to the Bell House Venues website to buy tickets now. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
I wonder, is it magictavern.com or is it hellofromthemagictavern.com? Aaron, if you were making the website,
Well, I'm a regular, so I can call it whatever I please.
Of course, I'm ceding my plugs time to read a 5-star review if you want to get your review read on a future episode of Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Just go to Apple iTunes and submit a 5-star review, and then I will read whatever you put. For instance... This one coming in from Stephen H. in parentheses, use my name. Guess what? I use all the names, Stephen. This one says, JPC is a dog. JPC is a slimy rat man. But God, do I love him. Aaron is underappreciated. I wish Adel was my dad. Thank you, Stephen H., for submitting that riddle. Maybe talk to anyone else in your life about that.
And Steve and I want you home by 10.
Wow, 10. Cool that.
Wow.
10 a.m.
It's a school night.
10 a.m. I'm not ready to do that.
I would like to ask people to watch the TV show 101 Places to Party Before You Die, featuring John Gabris and Adam Pally. John Gabris, also another HeadGum-er. I want like 100 more seasons of it, so I just need other people to watch so it gets more seasons. And
it's so fucking funny.
It's so good and so comforting.
It's like at least 12 or else it can't fulfill its promise, right?
Gotta
like
be has, one.
Yeah, it has to 12. I can't do the math. Nobody can do this math. Can I tell you, I got irrationally upset because I watched the first two episodes and then realized that that was all there was at the time. Like it comes out like week to week to week. And I was like, Brian and I were pissed. We were like, what the fuck is this? Like, they're still doing TV like this? Come on. You got to be kidding me.
It's so good. And it really does feel like the type of show that I want there to be like hundreds of episodes of it. So you can just like, it's so watchable. I love it. I hope that they do it for many more years.
I'll never forget. It was not the last time we were in LA, but the time before that, we were walking. I can't remember where we were walking in LA. And a car pulls up to a stoplight and we're crossing the street.
We were on Melrose.
We were on Melrose and a car pulls up and somebody rolls down the window and screams, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. And I was like, oh, this is funny. A fan spotted us and we look over and it's John Gabris.
You're like, I'm being made fun of.
It was Gabris leaning out of the passenger side window of his car and his wife was like acting like it was like, this is it. This is life with this guy. Like it's normal. It's very funny.
Nothing fazes.
It's very cute.
Anyways, Jupiter. Oh God, I did it myself and it felt terrible. Ew, ew.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Jupiter, hey, Riddle.
Casey, don't you have a clip of Aaron saying Jupiter that you can put in at the end of the episode?
That's too much effort.
Yeah, good. Hell yeah, Casey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Love that attitude.
That's the attitude.
No notes for this one, right?
No, Casey, you killed it, man, as always.
Thanks.
That's funny.
Massive restraint from Casey. You didn't hear a single soundboard.
Proud of you.
You're really killing it.
I'm not proud of you guys for saying nothing worth a funny drop.
Oh shit.
Casey. Fuck.
Damn.
Wow, he really brought it back to us.
Hey there, Rules and Tides. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another entry into our state series with Alabama. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.